This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Freezing drizzle and dense fog are being reported tonight across the foothills and Palmer Divide. A winter weather advisory is in effect. I-70, Highway 93, and I-25 could be slick tonight. Slow down and use caution if you're out and about. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a push for more aid in a meeting with U.S. senators today. This comes as Congress prepares to leave for the holiday recess. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper.
We have a partner who values freedom as much as we do. To turn our backs at the time of their greatest need would be a disservice to all the sacrifices people in this country have made to protect our freedom.
Some Republican senators left the meeting. They said while they support Ukraine, the Biden administration must do more to protect the U.S. southern border before helping Ukraine and other allies. Denver's city auditor says in a new report that it, quote, lacks assurance that the Denver Art Museum is keeping proper track of all city-owned art. An initial audit 3 years ago raised questions about the museum's inventory methods. A spokesperson for the Denver Art Museum says it participated fully in the inventory process and says that there is, quote, no uncertainty about which objects belong in the museum's collection and which belong to the city. And a note that a story that aired earlier today about this contained an inaccuracy about when the art museum responded to a request for comment. A founder of Keystone Resort has died. Bill Bergman was 99 years old. The Summit Daily News reports his family said that he passed away peacefully at his home. Bergman and his wife Jane founded Keystone with friends in 1970. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.